We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Except for herpes. That will come back with you.
That was a show. Thank you.
Space.
To our guests, Cody Decker, Kevin Bulldog Anderson, Mike Singer, and Derek Stevens all joined us today. Ray Diaz, Adam Sadzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell handled all of their production responsibilities as well, and we thank them for it. And we now make room for the Parkins and Spiegel show to carry you to 6 o'clock. Hello, gentlemen.
I'm so happy for you that you're going to Circa. Just, like, so happy for you.
I love when he gets the opportunity to use his fake envy, because it's just, it fits the tone. It fits kind of his natural vocal tone.
That was very pageant clap of you.
I'm just so happy for you that you guys are going to be able to experience that.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're on the stage, you're hugging the winner of the pageant.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, yeah, second place is awesome.
I didn't just give up three years of my life for this.
At the Oscars.
Yes. No, it'll be amazing. You obviously deserve it. It'll be fantastic.
But if one of you happens to have an issue,
like what I did when Eli
You
filled in for me. So, you know, Dan, if, you know, you decide to, you and Beth decide to have another kid.
Higher likelihood of that happening than over here.
We're closer to having a grandkid than that.
Well,
I'm just saying.
If that happens.
Right.
You just scared the tar out of Dan.
God, what am I, Robert De Niro? Oh
my God. Who knows? Who knows? I'm just saying, if anything comes up.
She wants to get a dog. We're not even doing that.
I just need your Friday morning from Circa. Was it Friday when we talked to you?
I think it was Thursday
morning.
Was it
Thursday?
Right?
I need that.
Yeah, whatever day it was, that was a day.
I want to see you like that.
I just call that Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Danny on that day was, I remember like listening to you and then I looked at Dan and then I looked at you and then Dan said exactly what I was thinking was, is he still drunk?
Oh, man.
And then you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, that morning, people with hangovers were like gathering and walking by to point out Danny. Because it was so special.
They don't make you take a breathalyzer test to get into Stadium Swim. So, like, I don't know if I was still drunk. I just walked in, and they gave me a microphone and put me on the air. So I don't know what my BAC
Mark Wahlberg showed up.
And then Mark Wahlberg showed up. Yeah, so I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
at
your
that
time
point.
Slot is going to be a challenge for that. Got an 8 a.m. start out there.
Oh, I didn't even think about Vegas. Pacific time. Oh, no.
Well, right, so if you're not up for it, I'm available. I'm just saying, what are the dates again?
Oh, darn, I hurt my finger.
What are the
I'm
dates?
I'm going to have to go.
My arm.
August 24th and 25th, a Thursday and a Friday.
Yeah, I'm
is
available.
There.
That's perfect.
I need to check on it.
That is tremendous. Which one of you, all three of you, everybody going to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm so glad. So which one of you is going to take up residence next to Derek, where Danny usually is, just kind of kissing his butt the whole time? Which
hey,
one of you guys?
There's no NFL, though. There's no NFL.
Doesn't
so
matter.
Football.
Oh, is it the opening week in college football?
Yes, that's why I'm so excited.
Oh, that's nice. What's the big kickoff game?
Is that the occasion that they're selling it? Wow, that's tremendous.
0 week. So
0 week.
What's the What's the big game?
I haven't even looked.
We don't even we don't know.
Jerry World something.
There's got to be well yeah, there's often a let's see. Saturday.
Yeah, wasn't it Georgia and Oregon last year?
I thought it was Georgia.
I think it was Georgia and Oregon were and Georgia just kicked them in the rocks.
Saturday the 26th is like that's interesting. It's like a
it's kind of like a nothing game. FIU at Louisiana Tech. I like it.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
is the real thing.
That is the real thing. But okay, yeah, interesting. Navy Notre Dame.
If you guys want Carrot Top tickets, I know a guy.
Free tickets to Carrot Top.
What if we then talk to
Carrot
Top?
Free tickets to Carrot Top.
And we're like, hey, we work at this radio station with this show, and I swear they had two tickets to Carrot Top.
Hey, I'm serious. We know Dan, the lighting designer, is a P1, and that was what we had a great time. It's a great show.
Are you going, Ray?
I'm going. I'm excited.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
So four tickets to Carrot Top. Uh-huh. Nice. All right. Yeah. Are you going, Studs?
Make that happen.
I'm not.
Studs have been there. You know how many times I ran the board? Studs, you know how many times I ran the board for McNeil and Boers while they were on a Bulls championship trip? Oh. And I heard tales of like them walking down the streets of Salt Lake City with their close personal friend Dan Patrick before like a Karl Malone, John Stockton, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen game. And I'm just working the board. I've been there, buddy. It gets better.
It's fine.
Studs.
I've been to Vegas.
This is my first show trip. So.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Congratulations!
I'm fired up, baby.
I'm thinking we got to make a reservation at La Strega.
Oh,
that we should all go sample the fine food of Gina Marinelli and staff out there.
Yeah, it's
I have friends who want to go, and I think I'm going to see my family from L.A.
What?
They're going to come up
later.
Yeah.
We will talk later.
Tanny says she has a new place as well.
Ooh,
who? This is Rod Marinelli's daughter.
Yeah.
So the weird thing about those restaurants, remember, there's no loaves of any kind. So there's no bread. There's no meatloaf.
Well, I'm still waiting for him to get that joke.
There's no bad plays on the Bears.
He still has not gotten that joke.
He still didn't get that joke. Nope, nope. I felt so good about it. We were telling him he didn't get it.
Nope.
Damn it.
That was the first thing I thought of. Like, what?
Right. The no loaves.
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, swing and a miss.
Is that still a thing, by the way? Loafs? I have not heard it discussed in a while.
This team? Nobody loafs on this Bears team. They're all young and competitive
and
hungry.
The ancient hits is hustle. So I think that goes against the loafs.
But it's true.
I think they are, right? I think he still scores the loafs, right? If you fail on the hits principle scale, you get a loaf. But yes, I haven't heard Eberflus refer to it publicly as a loaf.
Is it because like the season was kind of a loaf in its own way, except for the tank part where they got it right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They did get that right.
yeah, but it ruined David Montgomery's will to live.
I understand what he was saying. He's just kissing some Detroit butt like, hey, it matters here. And we talked about it all year long that those guys were like put in an awkward position where they knew the bosses didn't want them to win, such as tanking life. No fun for players.
Okay. Well, I wish him the best of luck. Enjoy. Have fun.
They're good. Bears fans are just living in a weird reality right now.
Oh, the Lions?
Yeah.
Oh, I know they're good.
Well, so I mean, enjoy and have fun. Like he's probably going to.
I also hope the expectations for him aren't too high there.
Yeah, I mean, he got $18 million, right?
And then they drafted
$6 million a year,
right? Then they drafted a guy
who's much faster than him. Yeah,
you're faster than he is.
Not anymore.
Ever since the series of injuries.
Yeah, I was in my youth. But no, he's.
You're a strong swimmer.
I'm very strong. I'm a stronger swimmer than all of you.
Were you on swim
I'm not
team?
A strong swimmer. I don't
a swim. Little, but I'm just. I got the body type for it. My dad threw me in the pool in the deep end. He was boomer parents. He's just like, you'll be fine. You most likely won't sink. And so very comfortable in water. Willing to race anybody.
I hate swimming.
Texture says, you guys, while you're out in Vegas, you should hit up Russ Grimm's daughter's hot dog cart. That is phenomenal. Now there has to be a different restaurant for any former coordinator.
That reminds you of, do you remember
the progeny of any former coordinator?
They got the jokes.
Do you remember the classic SNL sketch? It wasn't Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It was Lifestyles of the Relatives of the Rich and Famous. And it was like, it was Billy Crystal doing Yul Brynner's sister, the travel agent. It's like, no, you cannot fly direct. You must connect through Atlanta.
It's a hat on a hat right there. Oh, that's strong. I would totally buy a hot dog from Russ Grimm's daughter.
Tony Wise's nephew's beer cart. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
Yum. It would be,
yeah. They're 2 for 1 from 6 until 8. And each one is specific.
Jan needs to be running something for Wadi. That's how this works.
Of course.
What did you do to him?
Who is that? Who did
that? I don't know.
Are you trying to identify the texter?
Yeah. It's the 402.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 217.
Oh, yeah. 402 is the end.
Oh, we just gave away a lot of the numbers.
Let's give away that one in the middle. We're almost there.
Oh, man.
Pep Hamilton's daughter has a terrific ice cream stand.
What if Jim Tumsula's pets?
Jim Tumsula's pet iguana?
I'm going to be singing that stupid two tickets to Carrot Top song.
I sing it all the time.
Yeah. Like an idiot.
I sing it
I'm
all the time.
I'm going to be walking around the pool going,
Fun fact, Danny actually thought that's how the song goes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. I was like, what's the joke?
I always think about Miska's story about Eddie Money. Because our former engineer, Dave Miska, actually engineered an Eddie Money concert. And like apparently, Eddie Money told her, he's like, look, my wife thinks I don't smoke. Oh. So anytime I'm smoking, he's like, if I run over and hand you my cigarette, you have to pretend it's yours. He's like, I do. He's like, yeah, you'd really do me solid.
Oh, man.
Hiding cigarettes from your wife would be tricky. Right? That's a tough one to hide.
Yeah.
They stink.
Yeah.
I know. I just thought it was funny. Like, all he's trying to do is sit by a board and get all of these 40
amazing
tracks to slide and all this stuff. And he's like, hey, hold this. What?
I had a brief period
and his
there.
His wife is probably like, he does this cute thing where he hides his cigarettes from me.
Right. I'm sure she was aware.
I had a brief period there where I was hiding smoking from a girlfriend years ago. And it didn't work.
It
to your point.
Be like the toughest thing in the world to hide.
What, are you supposed to change your shirt every time you get home?
Didn't you leave wearing something different? You bring a smoking shirt, just keep it in the car.
Why are there mints by the case in this house?
Right, exactly.
Really like fresh breath, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if Rick Camp could have driving clothes, you could probably certainly have smoking clothes.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. By the way, you're listening to...
They make a whole jacket for that.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is what you're listening to. WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD. To Chicago, an Odyssey station. I did have a friend who quit smoking and then started chewing the Nicorette gum, and then he started ordering that by the case and just going through the gum with the same abandon and consistency that he used to smoke with.
Well, it's sort
did
of
that
like,
for a couple of years.
It's like being a methadone addict
yeah,
at
I
that point, right?
First I was a heroin addict.
Then now I'm a methadone addict. I'm into leather.
Nick wears the nicotine patches and still smokes cigarettes.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's not good.
Now he's got to quit two things?
Yeah, he's just... He's like, I smoke less. I'm like, awesome.
Did you ever cross paths in Kansas City with a Royals coach named John Mizorak?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
He was an interim manager briefly.
He was a player too, wasn't he?
He was a player.
Big guy.
He came up through the Royals organization. He was the manager in Rockford, one of the managers when I was there. All the managers in Rockford were just complete pieces of work. And at one point, Rock had...
Oh, yeah. He left Kansas City in 09. I was...
Rock had 5 years before I got there. A chew, like leaf tobacco, in his cheek, a dip in his front lip.
Hell yeah.
And was smoking.
That's getting it done.
That's
and he plays the penny slots at Circa. Yeah.
And his hands are just coated in the coin refuse, like the dark silver.
Yeah.
Even though they don't use coins anymore,
yeah.
he played so much.
And he has tattoos, huge tattoos of dragons on both his quads.
I had a program director.
Bartles and James.
I had a program director at Sporting God. News Radio, who's now a program director at a pretty good station. One time late at night, I went out to the back parking lot, and he was smoking a cigarette with a dip and drinking a beer. And I was like, that's getting it done.
Breakfast of Champions.
Right radio. There.
That is a lot. That's a buzz.
It's too much.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So is this 2 days in a row that we have a White Sox win and a Cubs win? It's 2 days in a row that both teams won?
No.
That we come in here? Yeah.
Yes.
White Sox have won two in a row. Cubs have won two in
is that
a row.
Right?
Yeah. Day game yesterday.
Oh yeah. Okay. I guess it is.
Yes, it's because rare. The bad game was the first game.
Right.
The one with seven hits total that was terrible that I can't erase from my mind.
Yeah, that was the Monday night game.
That was
might be the first time all year we've had that.
Four-game collective winning streak?
A four-game collective winning streak where the baseball vibes on both ends of town are decent.
Wait a second. How are the Sox doing in the stretch? The stretch of games.
That's a good point.
The game of games.
Danny found a way to turn it into a football thing, which was really brilliant.
You're welcome. 2-1 against Cleveland, 3-0 against Kansas City, 2-1 against Cleveland. So right, that
7-2.
7-2.
7-2 so far.
Out of 13.
Because they got Detroit.
13 straight against the division, and then 16 of 19 against the division.
So they could go. They sweep the Tigers, go 10-2.
Sweep the Tigers would be 10-2. That's correct.
Okay, I'm happy that I figured out the streak and that I'm part of the streak.
Wait, it's a four-gamer. It's a four-gamer with Detroit, right? So it's 13?
Yeah, it was a 13-game stretch. Yeah, 11-2.
Yeah, four with Detroit.
Yes, so, four with Detroit would make them 11-2 in the 13 games.
Even a split makes them 9-4.
Which is what we set the target
right.
for.
Is the next stretch the stretch until the All-Star break? Is that the deal?
Well, I mean, as soon as this stretch ends, just the next one begins. It's just the fact that they are
always 13.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't know. It's always not always. The point was these are division games, and their only shot at making the playoffs was the division. And if they are going to be sellers at the deadline, the games after July 31st, as of now, don't really matter because they have to prove that they do not deserve to be in a complete sell off between now and then. So the division games pre July 31st. Are the biggest games on the schedule.
I like it. I like the stretch concept.
It's a good stretch.
It's decently logical.
Did you guys hear what Mike Singer of the Denver Post told us about Nikola Jokic?
No, but he looks like Kyle Hendricks.
A little bit.
We had you guys muted, and over the shoulder, like just out of the corner of my eye, I saw the twitch behind Shane. I was like, is that Kyle Hendricks? No, it's not. And
yeah,
I found out it was this gentleman.
And I thought Kevin Anderson looked a little like A.J. Pierzynski, too, which is
not
interesting.
Not in real life.
But he did on the twitch.
Okay.
So he told us that after they swept the Lakers, instead of celebrating, all Jokic did, he went immediately to go lift. And he went over to the weight room. He was lifting weights to the song The Joker by Steve Miller Band. And apparently he loves that song.
Some people call him the Space Cowboy.
Yes, and some because he speaks of the pompatus of love.
Yes.
And apparently Steve Miller's wife sent a note to the Nuggets, or to Mike Singer, sent him an email about using the song. Like, they want to be a part of the bit. Steve Miller himself likes Joker's game, likes the fact that he listens to the song, and they want to become like a thing, like come out. I don't know if he's going to perform it or come out there, whatever he's going to do.
Smelling Relevance.
Yeah, is that what it is? Is that the name of his new album?
Well, that's cool, though. I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Steve Miller Band, man, I'm waiting for that Tributosaurus night.
I saw them in Tinley Park years ago.
That's a pretty damn good body of work, actually. It'd be a really fun, deep set.
It's a bad concert.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be, I guess. I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm just spitballing here. But we had some fun with your question to Jed yesterday. And what was it? Husband.
Yeah, I was mad that you used husband incorrectly.
Husband, he didn't, Andy, but he didn't. Husband our resources. Just if you could husband your resources and turn Wesneski into a reliever. Here,
but as I'm thinking about the bullpen and thinking about looking at pitching resources and how to best husband them.
I'm sure you're correct. Awesome.
He was correct.
I know he was correct. It just bothered me that he was correct.
Husband as a verb.
Yeah, that's the old Tom Lehrer joke where he talked about a guy who majored in animal husbandry until someone caught him at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Question was smug.
Are you new here?
No.
Have you met me?
It's just so unnecessary. No one uses that word. I just refuse to believe it.
Oh, I love words, though. I was Team Burnsy on that part.
I know you were. I wasn't going to bring it up to give him the satisfaction of being right twice. It's always right.
What? Just to husband one's resources.
I know.
Always give myself the wait for it. There it is.
Yeah.
What is it? The word?
I'm like, no, I'm whiteboarding the sentence structure, and I'm like, something's happening. There it is.
You taught me a word the other day. I did not know the word litotes.
I don't know how that happened. We also learned about something related to athlete rehab, and I was like, wait, you didn't know that, Dan? And he's like, no, and I still don't believe you.
No, I didn't.
I
didn't know that Tommy John surgeons had different timetables, and some just cleave to a 12-month and some to a 14.
I didn't know that either.
I thought the extra 2 months was a setback thing. I didn't know that was prescribed.
So Dr. Frank Job is one way. Dr. James Andrews is another.
Neil Elatrache is another. Who knows?
And then the surgeon who did Cody Hoyer's
that microphone came out of nowhere.
Who did Cody Hoyer's rehab prescribed 14. So that's how they came to that.
Oh, wow. So that's why we're sitting here waiting for Cody Hoyer, even though he's throwing 99?
Well,
is that why we're sitting here waiting?
No, Jed told us. He said it was command. He's worried about command right now, which when a president of baseball operations says he's concerned about command, about the dude I want closing for the team. It's not wonderful to hear.
Yeah, seems viable then to wait, perhaps for such things.
But it sounds like it's expected. And that part of that was because of the 14-month rehab.
Brock Purdy went through something. It wasn't two different types of Tommy John, but they said that they wouldn't know if he needed Tommy John until the surgery started. That they couldn't tell. And so it was either like a 7-month surgery or a 12-month surgery.
And think about when you wake up, that's when you're going to find out.
There's a big story on ESPN about it, how the Niners, like John Lynch and Shanahan, they were doing their like off-season trip that they do to Cabo like before the season starts up. And like when they got back, it was the day of Brock Purdy's surgery. And then that was like 4 days before free agency opened. Oof. And it was either like if Purdy needed the full thing, they were going to have to spend money on a more veteran, expensive quarterback as a bridge. And because it was a 7-month thing, they felt like they could get by with Purdy and Darnold and Lance, assuming that Purdy will maybe be ready for the start of the season. And so they were able to sign Hargrave.
God, that's crazy.
Wow. So that's
a big deal.
The surgical
timeline dictated the payroll.
Javon Hargrave is a Niner because Brock Purdy did not need Tommy John surgery, which is just a crazy thing. I mean, they've been in 3 straight NFC championship games, and they just signed one of the best defensive linemen in the game, but it was all because they had terrible injury luck, right? Not having a quarterback who could throw, but then they kind of got good luck.
I mean, that's a financial component that I don't know if I've thought about. Like it's so in their best interest to have the quarterback be 7th-round money than Trey Lance's 1st-round money that they would eventually have to pay.
Well, I mean, but I think Trey Lance will still probably be on the team. It's just they don't, I can't believe what's happened out there. Like, I don't know how interesting this is to people right now, but like they traded 3 first-round picks to go up and get Trey Lance. Now, one injury later, he's just not expected to play for them ever.
Well, Purdy was great. He was legit great and apparently sold Shanahan even just in the regular season and the one playoff game he was healthy for.
It's just an alternate reality. Right, they could have easily drafted Justin Fields.
And not just that, but if that happened here, man, that'd be a national story every other day.
And we would absolutely be convinced that he was going to get a second shot at proving it. Because they're so good They're like, oh, we can win with Brock Purdy. We can win with Jimmy Garoppolo. We can win with whomever. So they tried to win with Trey Lance. He got hurt. Brock Purdy came in, was better. Fine. So they're just done with Trey Lance, even though they moved up all those picks?
Our guy Mark Willard believes that, and talk show host out there, believes that Trey Lance is why they kept Jimmy. That they were not feeling great about Trey Lance, which is why they kept Jimmy.
That's just such an all-time terrible trade then. Like,
but they could
moved
absorb
up.
It.
I know, but they,
but if you knew you could, that's why you don't trade for him.
Right. And they moved up from 13 to 3. Like, they didn't do it on draft day. They did it when they didn't know what quarterbacks were going to be there.
Maybe it was a John Lynch trade and not a Kyle Shanahan trade.
That's just, because their team is so good and they keep winning, they don't catch any heat for it. But that if they never give Trey Lance a shot to start, that is an all-time terrible NFL trade.
And in doing so, you just illustrated the risk for the Bears and Eagles with Jalen Carter. Like, that's, to me, like, just the concept of what that draft pick means to a good team versus what it means to a team who's still rebuilding.
Yeah, that is the conventional wisdom.
Well, that's what polls said to you guys, I thought, beautifully in that answer, was that, you know, they don't have it yet. The culture that you need, and Jalen Carter went to a great place.
I interpreted polls as we weren't going to draft him in any round.
No matter where. Yeah. But we decided we do not have a foundation to support that. Where meanwhile he's gone to the best place, as we had said. Then if you draft teams where that's a good landing spot for Jalen Carter, they are one far and away the Eagles.
And for the Eagles themselves, it's also like if it's a bad thing, they can absorb it.
Right,
like it's a setback, but it's.
But
not
why couldn't the Bears absorb it?
That's my question. Is I appreciate him saying that, but it's also like you're not in your first year with this team.
But
there should be something there.
Well, but their objective is to get to the middle, right? And if they allocate an asset like that pick on Carter and it flames out, then it's a misused asset when they need so much.
Right, like the clip that is in the promo or was in the promo from the draft reaction on the station, like was Haw saying, and it was a great turn of phrase because he's great at turning phrases, was like, if the Eagles miss on Jalen Carter, it cost them a roster spot. If the Bears miss on Jalen Carter, it cost people their jobs. And I just don't agree with that. Like, I don't think that Ryan Poles would get fired for drafting Jalen Carter. Darnell Wright could bust.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, ninth pick in the draft busts all the time for all sorts of different reasons.
I don't know that it would cost him his job. I agree with you on that, but it would cost them dearly in terms of trying to build yourself into a contender here.
Bears need to hit on the pick.
They need to hit
more than the Eagles need to hit on the pick. That is of course true. And the Darnell Wright thing helps you answer if Fields is real. Jalen Carter would not. They need to know the Fields answer by the end of this year because of the contract and because of the two first round picks to move on from him. Yes. So I get it.
You rest my case.
I get all of it. I'm just saying, if he's the best player in the draft at 9, I probably would have done it. All of those things being said, if he's the best player in the draft, I would have done it.
Because you guys don't believe in humans. You don't think humans matter.
I just think that
he could be great.
He could be great, and Darnell Wright could be bad.
There is that possibility.
But, and Jalen Carter could be bad. It's just, it's not as if it was a... People are acting like Darnell Wright could not have any downside. And he could. Because every draft pick has downside.
I really like the observation from afar and seeing it with San Francisco and a team that could afford to lose it and still be successful. And then talking about it here and understanding the gravity.
I just couldn't believe that they traded that much for a quarterback and then are not at all interested in seeing if that quarterback is good or not. Maybe they know he's not, and then that makes the trade. I mean, the guy's played like 2.5 games.
It's a flex. it's a flex of talent that you don't care.
It is really crazy.
Listen, Adam Gase's son is a lemonade stand inside Caesar's Palace. You gotta
check it out.
Awesome. If anybody had a lemonade stand inside Caesar's, I would go. Yeah. I would be very intrigued. Yeah. I would stand in the line.
His kid is 13, but if you're a former Bears coordinator, they just give you a restaurant out there in Vegas. That's how it works.
Quite a baseball guest list today. Joe Girardi at 3:00, Steve Stone at 4:00, and Michael Massey, local kid, Royals second baseman.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently huge fan of the Score. will join us at 3:40.
Brother Rice, right?
Brother Rice.
Yeah, we were just talking about him the other night because we had a game at Taft, and we're talking about Jack Suwinski, who went to Taft, and then people are like, well, who's the other? Wasn't there a public league? Oh, yeah, the brother, or the Catholic League kid, the Brother Rice kid.
Yep. I'm sorry, yeah. I wanted your team to lose, but I do.
He broke up Kopech's perfect game on Friday night.
He did.
Had a great series here on the South Side.
So that's the show.
Cool.
All right. Have a good one. Perfect game, not an actual perfect game, but in Jed Hoyer's mind for the Cubs yesterday after Taney's Open, next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.